Peyton, where would you say your confidence level is right now after a couple of games?
It's not deterred at all, you know, if you're insinuating that coming off a game. And we're still learning about each other. Like I said, we're playing different opponents each week, live bullets, different types of defenses. And I think as we are continuing to learn, the key is you want to win games while you're continuing to learn. We did that in the first game, didn't do it this week. But I think there is that process of, 3-4 defense, 4-down defense, different type of defense this week, learning, making those adjustments with different teammates on the run and trying to find a way to get a win at the same time.
Monday night, you said you were going to learn from each of those interceptions, and you actually sat down and watched the tape. What did you take away from those three?
Yeah, we're kind of past that at this point. We kind of addressed that Monday, and we've moved on to Houston. So it'll be important for our team to bounce back against a quality opponent. Defense is playing statistically, they're ranked number one, but they're playing, at such a high level. I know it's just, 2 weeks, so it's hard to get too much into stats, but you can see why they are playing so well. They're flying around the ball. So I think it's important that we have a good week of practice and, bounce back.
You played against Houston a bunch, but what has Wakefield brought to this team in the last couple of years?
Like I said, it's hard to use comparisons, to prior years. Didn't play last year since he was there. I played against his defenses in the past, but I still, give credit to the players that they have. So they have some players that are playing really well, that are flying around. They play with a lot of energy. And then Coach Phillips just, throughout his history, always has his teams and defenses really well coached. So when you take a discipline scheme of defense and you combine it with really active players like they have, it's no surprise they have a good defense.
We saw Atlanta do a lot to kind of disguise a lot of things against you guys. Expect to see that a lot of teams try to mimic what they did?
Yeah, I can't, I can't necessarily, give you a great answer for that, what Atlanta's plan was, what anybody else's plan was. So I think, every defense kind of has its own identity.
Hey, Peyton, you were obviously in a lot of traffic on Monday. You went back to pass a lot, got hit a few times. So the world just probably wants to know how you're feeling. Did you walk out of it feeling great, feeling a little sore?
I don't really get into that. I've never really answered that question before. So full participation in practice today.
Another one about the matchup with Houston, even though there's a lot of personnel changes, different coaching, you have been really successful with them. Is there anything just about a certain team or that can make you feel a certain way?
Yeah, I think I really got to be careful using the comparisons to what other teams and other divisions. I haven't played that game before, so they are playing at a high level. I think Coach Phillips has brought a different dimension to their defense, and they had some new players. Joseph was a big time free agent acquisition at corner for him. Played against him in Cincinnati. He's playing at a very high level right now, and Jackson was a young corner, now he's a third-year corner that's been in the NFL for 3 years now. He's playing at a high level, too. So, there's a lot of changes there, and I can't draw a whole lot from, previous history when it comes to those things.
Peyton, in your career, has there been a pattern that's emerged about when you start working with a receiver for the first time, how long it takes for you and him to really gel and for him to be thinking the way you're thinking?
Well, someone asked me that, from Houston on the conference call. I really could give you a better answer, at least on the now, later on in the season, as to, when did you and a receiver get on the same page on a certain aspect of football. There is a process there. I do think there's off-season, work, and there's in-season work, going against different defenses. Great challenge for our receivers this week, going against their two top corners and Joseph and Jackson. So you have to go through some of that and see different defenses as long as you're continuing to work. But like I've said all along, I really appreciate the work ethic that all the receivers have put in. All those guys – they're serious about their business and their craft, and they put the time in. So we'll continue to do that, and I think it's part of the process.
What about past years? I mean, you, the guys that you worked with, was it different with each guy, or was there a sort of a general rule that after a certain amount of time, you guys were really together?
I'd say there is a little bit of individual, differences depending on the player. I think some receivers, you just have a feel right away. Just you can kind of tell by the way they run the routes. It just looks, you recognize when they're going to come out of the breaks. And I've had some guys that just you work on it, it just doesn't click. So I think it depends on the receiver. But I know one thing. I know you can't do it if guys aren't willing to put the work in. And so I have great appreciation for the guys and the way they work.
Time for a few more guys.
There's been a lot of talk this week about arm strength. Where are you at this point?
Who's been talking about that?
We have.
Yeah.
People in the media.
Yeah. I am what I am. It is what it is. Whichever expression is appropriate for that. So I don't really know what to tell you.
Peyton, how much do you like the fact that it is a short week coming off Monday night and you get right back into
it? I think it certainly helps. It is week two. We got back late Monday night and get right back to work on Wednesday. I thought, I hope we can build off the way we finished, the game. We got a little rhythm. I can't remember who it was that said I looked dejected on the bench. Yeah, I really couldn't disagree more, because the fact that we continue to fight and compete, just, I think it was more of a determined look. When you get off to a slow start, you're determined. Dejected means you go out there and you lay down, you get beat 35-0. So determined, I think, would have been the more appropriate term. And hopefully we can build off that. And you just, like I said, got to get off to a better start. That'd be a great start. You don't have to get out and go, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. But against a team like Houston, you want to get off to a better start on both sides of the ball and kind of feed off one another. And once we got in the building today, on to Houston, and they're easy to grab your attention because of the way they play on both sides of the ball. So plenty of film to study and plenty of preparing to do.
Anything else?
Do you see any standout comparisons between Demaryius and Andre Johnson?
Oh, it's hard to get into comparisons on, I think Champ probably be a better guy to ask that. Don't know how much he's played against Johnson, but he's, if he has, he's covered both of them. So he'd probably give you a better answer to that question.
Thanks, Peyton. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.